You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
To the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Thursday's edition where we've got racing in the evening from Leopardstown. You'll hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio with Dave Kellner, Rory Delaghi and John Budden in the studio. But before all that, my name is Sam Norris, and joining me to preview the Leopardstown card in its entirety is our Irish guru, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Pretty good, yes. You?
Good, yeah. I'm very well, thank you. What did you think of the Leopardstown card tonight?
Just a bit disappointed. Lately, with the field sizes at Leopardstown, it's becoming an increasingly common theme here. I've got a couple of double-figure fields, but largely, yeah, small numbers. Even the two races don't seem to sort of catch the imagination of the trainers. I think that might need looking at in the next few months or so.
Yeah, quite possibly. And one of those races that there really is low on entrance is the first race, Andy, the 550. This one, a 7-furlong event, and it's Port Douglas, the 8-11 favourite here. 11-8 for Sanas per Aquam. Palmetto Dunes is 7-1, and the Rag of the Four Glines 100-1. The market has this very much between the first two here, who both won on debut. Which side do you come down on?
Probably Port Douglas here. They're both nice colts, don't get me wrong. I was quite impressed by Sanas per Aquam's performance at the Curragh, but Lieutenant General, who sent off a wild odds-on favourite last night at Nace, rather let that form down with a pretty modest run, it has to be said, 24 hours ago. So I'm going to have to stick with Aidan O'Brien's caught by Galileo, Port Douglas, who beat Fisherman's Blues. It was a good ride by Colin Keane that night on the runner-up. He tried to nick it from the front, but to be fair, Joseph O'Brien in the saddle was always covering all bases on this nice, easy-moving colt. And he gunned him down pretty readily in the end. At the time of the race, is fairly useful, nothing off the scale, but to be fair, Sanas per Aquam didn't exactly hit the ball out of the park on the figures first time out. The couple of horses that have run from that race so far suggested that it was okay form. Fisherman's Blues has finished second since, and From Eden, who is fourth, has also been placed in the Curragh Maiden. So I just like the way he got the job done. I think there's going to be a massive amount of improvement in him as well. I like his attitude. And he looks as though he's got tons of ability to go with it. So Port Douglas gets the vote in the first.
Okay, Port Douglas the one then in that 550. The next race on the card comes up at 6:20. This is a mile handicap where Breathe Easy heads affairs at 2-1. 5-2 for Algonquin. Rummaging is 9-2. 7-1 for Burn the Boats, Strait of Zanzibar and Katy Mavic. They're the final three. Algonquin obliged last night in Nace. Andy, you made him the selection then. Can he go in again, or are you looking elsewhere?
Well, I did make him the selection last night, and if he does run, he's the selection again, and he's the nap of the night. I was massively impressed with his performance last night because he did something that I almost thought was impossible to do at Nace. As I've mentioned so many times at the County Kildare venue, unless you're in the van or in the first two or three turning for home, it's very, very difficult to make ground from the back of the field. So I thought Kevin Manning, with that in mind, on a horse dropping back down in trip from a mile and a quarter, he might make plenty of use of Jim Boulder's charge, but he sat out the back door. I thought, well, this can't possibly win. But not only did it win, it quickened up in the style of a real improver. It did a tremendous sectional time as well. It was by a million miles the best section on the card. The overall was really good as well. It was the fastest time I got on the card, much faster than Toscanini's performance, furlong per furlong. So I'm desperate to stay with this three-year-old caught by Archie Penko. I still think he's going massively forward in a rush. OK, he's got to beat the older horses tonight here. They like to Breathe Easy and Rummaging. They come here off back of good performances. But if he could do what he did last night, then he should be able to do it again. And I certainly don't mind if he runs again one night after, because Jim Bolger does this on a regular occurrence. He runs them sort of almost day in, day out, week in, week out. He likes to keep him busy. So if he's happy, then so am I. Algonquin, Knapp in the 6:20.
Okay, then Algonquin in that 6:20 for Andy. The third race on the card comes up 6:50. It's a 1.5 mile maiden where Stella Glow is the 4-7 favourite here. He's a horse we last saw in listed action and hasn't been disgraced in a couple of Group 3s. This does represent a step up in trip, however, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, she's got that to prove, but, you know, being by Through the Stars, you'd imagine that extra couple of furlongs wouldn't be a hindrance. But I don't think this race is as straightforward as the betting suggests. Clearly, she's got a little bit. Sorry, she's got plenty in hand technically over this lot, being rated 101. But there are slight chinks in her armour here that suggest that maybe the other two could be value against her. And the two being in question are on a pedestal, and more importantly, this Jelenslik from the John Oxtable, filly by Dalakane, who ran a real eye-catching race first time out at the Curragh. So much so that I've been waiting for it to run since that particular performance. And I've just been keeping my eye on that form because I do rate the win. I think that winner is a real superstar in the making, that morning mix. I'll be absolutely amazed if he doesn't win a group race before the season's out. And I tip Monolite, the third horse, who won despite almost being carried off the track the other night at Roscommon. So as the form figure, the speed figure suggests, that race, the Curragh, is a real good one of its type. And considering that Glenistic was last with three furlongs to run, she did really well to gun them down and finish fourth. She's absolutely guaranteed to get the trip as well, being by Dalakane. And I see it priced up around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, so that doesn't look a bad price. On a pedestal, there's a definite winner waiting to happen as well. She just kind of keeps hitting a flat spot in her races, and she kind of flashes her tail a little bit. She's a bit of a madam, but she's got tons of ability, and if she can get into top gear, she also has got a huge turn of foot as well. So I'd probably play the other two against the favourite here. I mean, I wouldn't touch the favourite at 4-7. I think that's a desperately skinny price. Out of the two, I think Jelenstick is the probably one I'd pick over the other one on value grounds.
Okay, a couple to think about there, and that's 6:50. The 7:20 is a handicap over 1.5 miles. Hurricane Sky is the 2-1 favourite for this one. 11-4 about Baby Jake. Deontas 7-2. 11-2 for Havelock Ellis. Mount Mills is 8-1, and it's tens bar those. What did you make of these?
Not a great deal, to be perfectly honest. I think this could be very tactical here, Sam, and that's one of the reasons why I'm not bonkers on it from a betting perspective. Most of these are hold-up performers, and given that this track often favours horses that are off the front, it's difficult to make inroads into the how this race is going to shape up. I'd probably have to stick with the course and distance win of Hurricane Sky. The win actually looked most unlikely here 2 weeks ago when he was held up at the back door, he was last turning into the home straight, and knowing Leopardstown had the track ride, you'd probably give him a huge body swerve from that point onwards, suggesting that he got no chance. But he absolutely took off down the middle of the track. So clearly when he's in top gear, this horse, he's got a devastating turn of foot in this kind of grade. He's done it before as well. And he also proved himself on fastest ground. Prior to that, all his best form has been on soft ground. So he's clearly in good heart. Obviously, he's gone up in the weight, but with a smaller field to encounter and a smaller field to run by in the end, and to be fair, the opposition no greater than what he took on last time out. I'll go with Charles O'Brien, 6-year-old, Hurricane's Guide to complete a quick double.
Fair enough. The next race on the card comes up at 7:55. Again, it's a handicap over 1.5 miles. Kailini Alan is the 4-1 joint favourite here with Dalian. It's 9-2 about Winter Lion. Money coming for all three at some point this morning, Andy.
Yeah, I found this race really tricky when I looked at it this morning. I certainly wouldn't have a bet in it. If you gave me a free voucher, I'd probably throw it on Winter Lion, who comes out of a decent handicap at the Curragh of the day. Went the way of the Dermot well-trained Silwana. Awesome star who was third in that race. Gives that race a good ballast look to it. And I thought Winterline shaped really well. He just didn't quite get home. That was his first run of the season. And 2 miles, when they've got a reasonable gallop, just took it out of him in the end. But the key to this horse maybe could be the stable form. Matthew Smith's set of horses are actually in quite good nick. He was unlucky not to land a valuable hurdle with a horse called Rawnak at Belliestown on Saturday. And largely speaking, his horses have been in great shape. When he was in good form, sort of in and around this time last year, he maintained it all the way through towards the back end. And he did run really well in a strongly run handicap, which puts him actually top of my figures behind Toe the Line here in a course and distance handicap in September. So if he can repeat that And sometimes you can make the running as well. I think that's another significant factor, because front runners that dictate a slowly run race here can nick it off the front. So he does have plenty going in his favour. So Winter Lion, a token suggestion there in the 7.55.
OK, the penultimate race of the night then comes up at 8.30. This one is a mile handicap where Ruler of France heads the market at 7-2, 9-2 for Beat the Ballot. The Dancing Lord is 5-1, 6-1 about Angel of Joy. Odyssey is a 7th chance, and it's bigger prices, the rest of them. And a few of these have met before, Andy.
They have, yeah. Lots of intertwining form lines here. Horses that have taken each other on week in, week out, seemingly, here at Leopard Sand and on other tracks. We've had the likes of Beat the Ballot, Medjugorno, they've locked horns a couple of times. Dancing Lord chuck him into the mix, and down in Belistan the other day, Ruler of France just got the better of Angel Joy. So your guess is as good as mine how this race is going to pan out. A very difficult race to get your head around. I suppose if you gave me a bet, again, another race, I wouldn't punt him. But if you did, then I'd probably go with Angel of Joy again. I selected this horse in the night down in Belistan, and although he wasn't unlucky, I think on another night with perhaps a little bit more of a better track position, he might have won. I think that'll be at the back of Colin Keane's mind, who probably allowed Maudlin Magdalene and Ruler Flans just to get first run in the other night. And they do run downhill at Belistan from the top of the hill, and that's when he just got a little bit outpaced. But it's the other way around today. It's uphill in the home straight, so he might be able to make up the disadvantages that he'll let go from the home turn onward. So again, a race I wouldn't dream of betting in, but I'd probably go with Angel of Joy each way again.
Okay, then Angel of Joy. The 9 o'clock is the final race of the night. This is a maiden over a mile and 7 furlongs. Hidden Cyclone and Prickly are the joint favourites at 6-4 at time recording. Skilled is 11-4. It's 14s by the front three. You'd be forgiven for thinking this was a National Hunt race, Ander.
That's a good shout. Yeah, this is almost like a bumper, to be fair. So if you're going on bumper form, you're taking that literally, then you'd probably go with Prickly on two counts. The first of all, he's carried a penalty and a double penalty to victory in his last two runs. He was hugely impressive when defying that barrier last time out standing down Royal. And he just looks a really nice type. And interesting, Ed O'Grady's decided to run him in a maiden on the flat. I'm not sure what his intentions are further down the line, but he might just, on account of that edge in fitness, get the better of Hidden Cyclones, a horse that I think has missed his chance to win a Grade 1. I think Shark Hannon will probably be kicking himself, really. Over the years, just things haven't panned out for him. He's been hugely unlucky. He did win his Grade 2 at Punchestown last year in a fantastic time, but he should have run him in the Champion Chase. Instead, he went for the 2.5-mile version, the Ryanair, and, of course, he came unstuck. Interesting that Shark actually hasn't got any headgear on his 10-year-old today, and that probably indicates that, A, he's probably not fully tuned for today, and, B, he's probably got a race maybe at Galway slotted up his sleeve somewhere down the line. So this would probably suggest to me anyway that maybe today's not necessarily the day we're hitting the cyclone. I'm sure Shark will allow him to win if he wants to, but it certainly is not the be-all and end-all. And with that in mind, I think the onus is very much on Prickly to take this. So I'll go with Edward O'Grady's informed 5-year-old to win the last.
OK, Prickly getting the votes then in the last at 6-4. Spin us through, please, then one more time your selections for Leopardstown action on Thursday evening.
Yeah, not a great punting card for me to be honest tonight. Very lukewarm on many races. There's only really the second and third race I'm interested in from a betting perspective. Hopefully Port Douglas will get favourite backers off to a good start in the first. I really like his attitude. Manapa the night by a mile is Algonquin if that runs again in the 6.20. No reason why it wouldn't. I'm going to take on the favourite in the 6.50 with Galenstick, maybe on a pedestal, is a bit of a saver as well. I'll go with Hurricane Sky to follow up his course win in the 7.20. Don't really like the next two races, but for what it's worth, I'm going to go with Winter Lion in the first race and in the second race, Angel of Joy each way. And then the final race, without any headgear on, that suggests to me Hidden Cycling won't be 100%, whereas Prickly is in really good form and he'll do for me in the last.
OK, Andy holding selections then ahead of Leopardstown on Thursday evening. And you'll hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio. It's a good day of action as well. It's the first day of the July meeting from Newmarket. That card supported by Doncaster and Carlisle in the afternoon. And then it's Epsom, Newbury and, of course, Leopardstown in the evening. So do join Dave Kellner, Rory Delaghi and John Budden for all of the action. Thank you very much for joining me, Andy, and best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.